Where it continues talking about what one is chayev for doing the malacha of mechamer. So Rav Zvid had a different version of the previous member that we brought down yesterday. It says like this: Rami Bar Chama says, if someone leads a loaded animal on Shabbos, b'shoigig he's not chayev achatas, but if it's done b'meiz, he's chayev skila. Rav asks, the Mishnah says, he chayev skila for doing something that if you would have done b'shoigig, chayev achatas. So how can you say be chayev skila? The Gemara says that the Mishnah says that anything that carries a chatas liability, if done b'shoigig, will carry the skila penalty of done b'meiz. However, this doesn't mean that there can't be a chayev skila for an act that b'shoigig wouldn't have a chayev chatas. Rava, who is the brother, or some say the father, of Mari Bar Rochel, said that Rabbi Yochanan said, one who leads a loaded animal on Shabbos b'shoigig is not chayev achatos. We learn from Avodah Zarah that he's potter since he didn't do the malacha himself. And if it's done b'meizah, he's not chayev skila, because the Mishnah says you only chayev skila if you be chayev achatos, it's done b'shoigig. And he's not even chayev malchus for the lav. This is because the azhara of this lav is the same azhara that's used for a regular malacha, for a chayev skila, to bring to a chayev skila. And it's something which, an azhara which leads to Mises Besen cannot be the basis for malchus. Even according to the Shita, who says that such an azhara could lead to malchus, over here he would agree that it would not, because over here the Pasuk says, extra word of ata, the Pasuk could have just said, loisatko malecho, malacha uvehemtecho. The fact that it says ata is telling you that you are the one who's chayev, not when you do something with your animal. Mishnah said, Vuna said, if the animal is carrying glass kalim, you can bring pillows, put them underneath the animal, undo the straps on the animal, let the glass fall onto the pillows so they don't break. In fact, the Mara Mishnah says he can take off the non-muksa items by hand, so why does he need to let the glass fall off? Why can't he pick up the glasses? Vuna says, we're talking about glass kalim used for bloodletting, and they're muksa, they have no other use on Shabbos. By putting the glass on the pillow, he's making the pillow also to move on Shabbos, and thereby removing it from its usefulness, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. The Mara says, we're discussing small bags of these glass utensils, he lets them fall onto a pile of pillows without touching the glass, he then lets it slide onto a lower pillow, etc., until it finally falls onto the ground. That way, the pillows will not remain usher for the entire Shabbos. In fact, the Rebbe Reis says, if an animal is carrying tevel or pieces of glass on Shabbos, the owner has to untie it and let it fall to the ground, even if the glass is going to break. So you see, he can't use pillows. The Rebbe says, that's, we're talking about big pieces of glass, which are anyway going to be broken down and cut down into useful sizes. Since they're anyway going to be broken, there's no major loss if they're allowed to break now and hit the ground. That's why we don't allow the pillows to be used. Rice says, Rishmi Yochai says, if an animal is loaded with a sack of tevel, the person should push it off the animal with his head, because moving muktzah in this way would be allowed. Or Galil's donkey was loaded with honey on Shabbos. He didn't want to unload it until Matzah Shabbos, but on Matzah Shabbos, the donkey died before they were able to even take off the honey. Our mission said, you're allowed to take off non-muktzah items, so why couldn't you take off the honey? The Mara said, the honey had spoiled, and therefore it was muktzah. If it was spoiled, then why was he busy transporting it? The Mara said it was still useful to be used as a wound dressing for a camel. Why didn't you just cut the ropes and let the honey fall to the ground? The Mara says, the honey would have spilled out and been ruined. So why didn't you put pillows underneath and allow it to honey to fall onto the pillows? Mara says it would have made the pillows dirty and therefore would have made them muktzah on Shabbos. In fact, Mara, by not taking them off the animal, he's tzar b'lechayim. So why is that? He's over by tzar b'lechayim. The Mara says he held that tzar b'lechayim is only in Isidra Abonon, Shabbos is Isidra Raisa, and that's why he chose to make sure that he was not over Shabbos rather than not being over tzar b'lechayim. Abaya saw Rabbah playing with his son by sliding him like a sliding pond down the back of a donkey. He said to Rabbah, you're using an animal, which is the Rabbanan said, we're going to say you're not allowed to do. Rabbah said, I'm only using the sides, the tzidei of the animal, and therefore that was never part of the gzera. Studden was never part of the gzera. We can prove this from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that you undo the ropes, you undo the straps, and you let the muksa items fall off the animal. Now, to undo the straps of a saddlebag, you have to lean on the side of the animal, and yet we see it's allowed, so to see that studden are not a problem. Mara says, no raya, it could be the ropes were never really tied together, but were held together by some type of clip. In that case, it can be undone even without leaning on the animal, and therefore, from our Mishnah, no raya. So again, Rabbi said that stodim, use of stodim, is not part of the gzera, that would be mutter. So Abaye asks now another question. Mishnah says, if a sukkah's three walls are made of two man-made walls, and the third wall is actually a tree, you're not allowed to use that sukkah on Yontif, because you may come to hang things on it, or take them off. You may come off the schach, which itself is being supported by the tree, and in that way, you're using a tree on Yom Tov. Presumably, when the Mishnah says that a tree is the wall, it means that the boards are attached to the tree to make a wall. If the boards are attached to a tree, that would mean these boards are only at the most at the stodim of the tree, and yet we still see it's azar. Kumar says, no. The case is where the tree actually formed the wall by taking two trees or taking the trees and sort of tying the branches together to make a wall, and then you have the schach rest on them. So I was like, he'd be making use of the actual tree. That's why it's azar. That next part of that mission says that you're allowed to use a sukkah that has three man-made walls and a fourth wall is a tree. If the actual tree is the wall, why are you allowed to use it? Even if our original question is right, that we're dealing with it's using the tzdodim of the tree, the fact that, this part of the Mishnah allows its use shows that the tzdodim is mutter. Mara says, the last case is talking about where the fourth wall is made from a wide tree, but the tzach is not resting on the tree. It's resting on the other three walls. Therefore, he can use that sukkah with that tzach on Yom Tov. In fact, the Mishnah even makes a general rule that the tzach can stand even if the tree is taken away. It can be used. We see that this is the case that's being referred to in the latter case of the Mishnah. The Raisa with the Tanakam and Shimon Lozan and Imre Meir argue whether you're allowed to use a sukkah with two man-made walls and one wall made with using a tree, boards attached to a tree. So maybe they argue to attack on the machloikas of Abayi and Rabba. Abayi would say they all agree that using the tzodim would be aser. Here we're talking about using the tzach, which is on the boards which are attached to the tree. That's using the tzidet tzodim. That's the only place where there's machloikas. Rav said tzodim and tzidet tzodim are all the same thing, and therefore the Tanaim would be arguing in the machloikas of Abayi and Rabba. Rashi asks from a brisa which seems to say that there's someone who allows tzidet tzodim and not tzodim, which just is shver on what Rav just said, or Papa says, but that case is different. It's difficult to access a basket that's hanging on a nail in a tree, and therefore you'll always be moving the tree, so even a tzidet tzodim would be a problem. Her passing is that using tzodim is also, but tzidet tzodim is mutter. Rashi said based on this, if you're using a ladder on Shabbos, you shouldn't lean it directly in a tree, but rather you should lean it on the nails that are coming out of the tree. Only step on the ladder that's leaning on the nails that are coming out of the tree.